MIT created the Fab Lab. There's 81 or two in the world. There's 32 of them maybe in the country. We're the only one in the state. We're the largest one in the world, and we're the only person in the world with four of them. So we have a little small one across the street, the big one here. We have a small one in Oshkosh, and we have a mobile that we're putting together to go out to schools.
I saw that one, yeah.
So, you know, MIT got it started, then their involvement was pretty much over with it. They believe personal fabrication will be in everybody's home soon, and it is heading that way. But we're kind of on a different mission here. We go into schools and we promote science, technology, engineering, and math. We have a whole inventor section, but he has nothing to do with the Fab Lab.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's the other side of the wall. We're mostly into community outreach, students, things like that. We do have inventors come in through here, but they make their own stuff.
Sure.
On that side of the wall, he does the CAD and a contract and pay money and all that. So we have, each Fab Lab has four basic pieces of equipment. It's supposed to. They have a CNC shop bot, 4x8. They're supposed to have a laser. They're supposed to have a vinyl cutter. And they're supposed to have a Modella mill, which we have across the street. And then after that, the Fab Labs kind of just go off on their own. So we have a 3D scanner that'll scan stuff right into like SolidWorks to manipulate. We have a bigger and better laser. We have the required laser across the street, plus another one in Oshkosh, plus that little one for the trailer. We have one 3D printer here, and then we have a fused deposition modeler, another 3D printer across the street, and another being delivered in about 2 weeks in Oshkosh. Then we have an electronics bench. Most people don't have those, where we build circuit boards and design projects. Polycom connects to all the other Fab Labs, so
awesome. It
might be one Fab Lab on there. You might find 25 Fab Labs all over the world. So, what else? Any questions? So we had a...
It's a table over there with the grid items.
Oh, it's just a computer. Yeah, it's just computer workstations or project workstations, and the grid we use for cutting the vinyl or just cutting something. We also have a small shop bot that's going out in the trailer. We have a scroll saw we just recently added. what else?
Is that 3D printer a member or someone's project, or is that something?
Yeah, it's a Fab Lab project. I would say it's about 70%.
In the process of building one.
A rep ramp? Yeah, probably not the one we should have picked. They're not as on the ball as like MakerBot.
I'll find out. Hopefully, I should have all my parts Monday.
They don't have a lot of support. You have to go out to all different places to find out what parts you need. They don't have clear instructions, so.
Yeah, it's a little more interesting. I'm working with somebody who's built more than one of them before.
Oh, right, right.
So, yes. The
is that Joel?
Joe.
Out of Madison, Joe Kerman,
yes.
Sector 67.
Yes, he actually is building the hot end and everything. Mm-hmm. So I mostly had to acquire most of the hardware. He's going to print the plastics, and then he's actually going to build the electronics too. So, either I'm going to start assembly hopefully Saturday, and the rest of the parts will be in on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. So, we had two people kind of interested, you know, in starting one, and I told them that, you know, I knew of you guys, but I weren't sure where in the process that you guys were. Or even where to go from here. So that was pretty much my initial contact.
Sure. Well, a bit about us. We're just a group of folks in the valley here that are interested in this sort of thing. So we sound like the community end of your community outreach. if you're ever to match them up. That's really all we are at this point.
We just kind of meet on a monthly basis.
Get together
and where do you
discuss
meet?
Projects wherever we can.
Yeah.
We don't have a place.
Somebody's house. Yeah, okay.
Just recently, we secured our meeting room at the Harmony Cafe as a place where we could, that we wouldn't be at someone's house.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we're of course looking for, open to possibilities of finding places that are advantageous to us.
Mm-hmm. Have you built anything exciting to brag about?
Not as a group yet. A few minor projects.
I'm working on a printer that's going to be for the group to use.
I'm working on a multi-monitor thing with
display case.
Yeah, display case, so they can take it to the
Barcamp Milwaukee.
So Barcamp Milwaukee and Madison. So
you can take it to a conference and it will display it information on the screen about live tweets about what's happening at the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be standing up. So and then you've worked on some stuff too.
Just Arduino tinkering and. Alex, you started a printer disassembly, weren't you?
Well, that was just for fun. Just for fun. But my big project is a tabletop CNC mill, which I'm going to use for cutting circuit boards and experimenting with 3D printing.
Okay. We have a 5-axis Modella NDX of the 40 coming probably next week. So. And we're trying to get a, what is it? It's not a Stratasys. It's about 6 feet wide. It's a 3D printer of the color. And it's a third of the cost of that object.
Wow.
So we're hoping to get that here pretty soon, too. I think that's $47,000. So.
Do you have anything?
Based or,
huh?
Is it powder-based?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything that that printer has printed?
Sure.
No,
just a sample. Have you
guys seen an
object before?
No.
It's
close, no.
Like with the FDM across the street, it uses something that looks like weed whacker plastic.
Yep.
It just kind of feeds it through, melts it kind of like the rubber wrap's going to be. This is it's a clear liquid. And it sprays it down on one pass, and on the next path it hits it with the ultraviolet light, which cures it. So that is basically this, different color. I think we can do 3 or 4 colors with this now, but it all has to be the same color, not like the other one we're looking at, which you can do 600 some colors on one piece if you want.
Wow.
So it has a support material and a build material. The support material is kind of like a waxy eraser substance, and it just gets sprayed off and goes right down the drain with the water.
So it's not a reusable material like that Z-Corp. The Z-Corp has a printer that has a powder that prints along with the
very high resolution.
Yeah, There's so many.
So you don't have to assemble this. This is
prints just like that.
So it's able to do this.
After you spray the support material,
that's pretty amazing. But the tolerance is like, this is just for a prototype. So if you wanted to build something with close tolerances, you would have to use some CNC lathe.
Well, that is close tolerances.
It depends on what you want.
Oh yeah.
If it's,
but remember, it's a prototype.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't like build an engine, expect it to run.
Right. Yeah.
It can also be metal coated.
Well, what kind of rating does this material take?
I'd say if you're really interested in using this, you can probably get on the internet. We don't use this a lot because it's expensive.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we will use the new one if we get it. I keep pointing over there because that's probably what's going to go.
It's even like the RepRap machines. I mean, they're relatively cheap to build and relatively cheap to use, which is their advantage, I guess.
We want to run chocolate through that one.
That'd be cool.
Build chocolate things. So,
can you describe how the community outreach portion, how would one gain access to these machines? And
well, normally,
as a non-student,
when I say community outreach, kind of a couple different directions. We go through like all of these placards on the walls. So we have community groups and organizations. They would come in and use the equipment. Starts with an email from me, and then we discuss what they want to do, who's going to pay for it and all of that. We go into pretty much the whole Appleton area school district and teach science, technology, engineering, and math with this equipment. So, you know, instead of sitting there in a drafting class, they can sit there in a drafting class and then they can come make it. You know, big difference.
Yeah.
So a lot of the new schools coming in are charter schools. Fox River Academy, first green charter school in the valley. This one here is actually engineering and health services, strangely enough. So they just came on board. Nuts, Bolts, and Thingamajigs, that's a pretty big organization. They build dragsters across the street.
It's almost like the makerspace, but they're...
It's distributed.
Because makerspaces are like this, but they're the community.
They
have CNC machine. It depends on what the community wants for that, like, for that makerspace. They can have CNC machines. They might have welding. They can have woodworking things, sewing. They have electronics.
Aluminum casting.
I would assume that the community in that case comes up with money.
Yeah, there's often a membership fee.
And it's a membership fee that you normally they start out with, and you pay like 50-60 bucks a month, and then you get access to it, and then come in and do your project, or work with other people to do projects.
Yeah, the difference with us is we're all part-time. The school foots the bill. And we could probably get shut down any time because we don't bring in any money. So, you know, even if we did, let's say we turned it into a makerspace access, and, you know, who's going to be here? Who's going to, you know...
Facilitate the facility.
Right. I mean, because you guys want to probably get in evenings and weekends, and, you know, it's locked up. So,
yep.
Initially, we didn't get any access at all.
Right, yeah.
We see kind of like Milwaukee has, they got a huge warehouse area. I mean, it's probably three times as big as this room. That's just open area. But a big thing for them is a lot of their members are members of the electric car club down there. They want to bring a vehicle in, pull in there for a month or two while they're doing a conversion. They need permanent shop space.
And then one of the guys built an electric motorcycle that was their website.
We have one over there. They're almost done.
Yeah, it was really, his was cool.
Yeah. You know, but that's what's important to them versus Madison. The group there is a lot more programming and a lot than smaller electronics. So they don't have quite as much space, but then they have the sewing.
And then Detroit, I think, has CNC machine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know
what they have. It's one of them. He has a CNC machine. And we're like, oh, this is cool.
Detroit had one of those, yeah.
Even Madison has two CNC mills already. They have two MakerBot cupcake CNCs, and at least one or two wrap wraps there. They have the electronics from the wrap wrap are being built at Sector 67. They have all the stuff there for that. Milwaukee has a bunch of electronic stuff too.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but in the interest of having a DHMN placard, we filled out the state nonprofit form. We're official in that respect. We are far from tax exempt. But what do you need from us to facilitate us ever coming in here to do anything as a group, I guess?
Well, probably an email to get started, and then I'd want to know, you know, when you want to come in and what you want to do.
Gotcha. So it'd be kind of a project at a time situation.
Probably. You know, we have certifications on all the equipment.
Yep.
We also have a whole bunch of classes that are out there. Not a lot of interest because they haven't been advertising them.
Are these community classes? Or?
Yeah, you can come in. There's a class on how to make almost anything.
Oh, wow.
Which is like...
That sounds good.
I think we ran it at 10 nights. So the 10 weeks. So the first 5 weeks, you learned every piece of equipment. And then you made something, little stuff. And then the next 5 weeks, you had to actually make a project with the equipment. Or you can do... There's a class for just a shop pot or just a laser. So,
sure. And those are through FETC?
Yeah.
Yep.
The BNI business and industry, that's where they advertise it, but we didn't get a lot of, because business industry aren't the people
right,
who come in here and take those classes.
I'm on the lookout for that kind of stuff. I didn't know what happened.
we could pass that info around the group and probably get a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
would
be
a class ourselves.
If they would advertise for the community, I probably would have been
Wow. Well, maybe we'll do some advertising
on
our own.
That,
we can get enough people to pay our own way. Get a class going. Neat.
So, and then you said on the other side of the wall is all, I mean, it's all firmware and container.
Well, it's just a guy in a cubicle.
Oh.
So, but you guys,
what you do is you pay them you pay a fee, and then they help you facilitate.
Implement your idea.
CAD and everything. Gives your part or whatever you need up and running.
I know there was a gentleman a while ago that had a Kickstarter project that came out here or somewhere here where he was trying to do an iPad.
I read that.
Oh yeah, they worked with him.
So their focus isn't the actual making or the learning about making. It's the just do it for me. Here's some money. Help me implement my idea.
They thought that inventors would want to use the lab, but there's people that like to make stuff. There's people that like to invent stuff, and there's usually not people that like to invent and make. So the inventors go over there, give them, here's my napkin. I need a CAD file, I need a prototype, blah, 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 and whatever stage. I had a guy come through here, he had a new type of valve for a Chevy 350. So he came through here, and what he wanted to do, it was already patented. What he needed was, we also have a vacuum form. He wanted a vacuum form that he could put 8 valves in.
To ship it.
Right. So that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had to do a 3D file. We cut it out on foam when it looked good. Then we CNC'd it on the wood. Then we took the wood over to the vacuum forming and used that as his permanent template. So
he can make lots of them.
Yeah, he can make them. That was white old, so he'll make them till the cows come home. And they ain't never going to wear out.
Great. Wow, this is an awesome resource to have right
now. Sent an email to years ago. I have a lot of ideas. I come up with them, and it's kind of like, and I draw them out, and it's kind of like, then they blow away. But I would like to do my flight simulator. My flight simulator would be cool. And if I drew it out, it was kind of creepy.
Did you see that flight simulator that the guy in Milwaukee got?
No.
Or no,
it was just a chair. It was a work desk where you're laying back like an astronaut.
It has like multiple monitors.
I saw that one. But I saw
it's
that
like, one. It took up like a 4x8 foot area on the floor. It was just this weird desk.
Okay, so the progression for us to be able to use this, we come in and take a class first to kind of get certified on the equipment.
Well, it's up to you if you want to, pay for those kind of classes. We might be able to work something out. I don't know how many of you are.
It's random. There's I think 50 people on the mailing list, but we never really see more than 10 at any thing like this, or just go do something.
There's probably about 20 people that we could count on.
Sure.
There's a couple of our members that were very active during the winter, and all summer they've been missing in action.
Okay.
It's seasonal.
What are you looking for?
That metal.
I put it away.
Where is it away?
I put it in its original location where people stopped putting it away. There's a couple of different types of people in here. I run the place. I'm very anal. I don't usually get along with you and the people. Then there's Tim. He's mostly a CAD guy, and we usually hold that against him. He was one of the ones that kind of wanted to start something up, so I probably want to introduce you to him and the other guy before we get started. Shannon, she's the creative one, so sometimes I'll come up with an idea and she makes it happen. She would probably be the liaison between the anal and the creative, so.
Has to be a
Yes. Yes. The biggest thing is because, you know, we're committed out to a lot of different things. So let's say you guys came in and you're screwing around, you screw up with equipment. Now I have to cancel everything until that gets fixed, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, maybe we can work something out where, you know, kind of you came in at a reduced rate or something and you did a piece of equipment at a time or something.
Great.
But yeah, I could see something like that happening. I know these groups are going
to... It would be nice if we could get our own space, but you'd have to have like a...
There's a whole bunch of stuff that would go into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you mean your own building?
That's our goal.
Right. Yeah.
Our goal is to have something like
so
this.
So you could go to it and be like your garage that you can build to, but it's like you could go to a 24/7.
But you wouldn't see many $40,000 machines in anyone's garage. That's why this is an amazing opportunity for us as a group to...
Yeah.
Great.
So I'm thinking it'd be maybe more like a library where you might have to come in when it's open, you know, use whatever we got.
That's fairly understandable.
Yeah.
I can see, like you said, certifications, classes, things like that, where we're okay to come here with structure, but I can see as a group, collectively, we'd have to, if we wanted to leverage this place, like pick a project, understand how we're going to come up with the funds, and we could actually implement it here.
There'd be a lot more
We meet for organizational purposes monthly, but we just got, as Tim said, bi-weekly, just get together, and we're constantly in communication otherwise, but...
Because, you know, we could probably work something out where you can have your meetings here, too, so... I think that probably the next thing to do is for you to take it back to the group, figure out what you would want and how you'd want to do it, and then come back and then sit down with Tim and, Shannon, and that'll give me some time with, you know, find out what my rules are going to have to be and what my boss wants me to do.
Gotcha.
And then we can all go from there.
Great.
We don't need to make something happen overnight, but we want to, you know, keep moving forward as a group. We've been trying to progress, and we had a meeting, you know, we had a bunch of times through the winter where we met and we're working on different projects, and some soldering, and you made a candy bot.
Yeah, a junk bot, you know.
A junk bot, yeah. You know, we try to do that as often as we can.
We're this sustainable technology center, so we're always looking for solar. You know, we did a wind energy exploration summer camp. Next year we're doing wind energy advanced, intro to solar, and then I'm going to re-engineer a remote control car. So instead of buying a kit and putting it together like any idiot, they're going to buy parts of the kit and the rest is going to be made. So, you know, I want it longer, I want it shorter, you know. And then I think Shannon's going to do like jewelry making. So
sure.
We're always looking for things like that. So